In 4 days, the coronavirus is expected to peak in Alabama. That's according to projections that show the state will have its highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations on that day. UAB has been preparing to be sure it has enough ICU beds and ventilators. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Dr. Sarah Nafziger, an emergency physician and co-director of UAB Hospital's Emergency Management Committee. They spoke about how things are looking.
For us, right now, things are looking pretty good. It looks like we are going to have the capacity to take care of what we think will be a peak next week in terms of ICU beds, ventilators, PPE and medications. Now, the reason we're able to accommodate that is that we've been very careful in our planning. We've been conservative with our PPE usage, and we've been very intentional with how we've utilized our medications, our staffing models, and that sort of thing, so that we could be prepared for a surge in patient volume.
And what are some of the other areas where UAB is looking to beef up operations ahead of this projected peak?
The question on all of our minds is, how do we define what the new normal looks like moving forward after this projected peak next week? Because as we know, COVID-19 isn't going to just immediately go away and disappear. This is something that we're going to have to deal with long term. So a lot of our preparations and work right now is around recovery phase planning and how do we sustain operations and provide that critical health care that people need in a way that's safe and effective so that we can keep the patients safe and keep our staff safe as well.
What worries you most in the short term here? What keeps you up at night?
Well, there are a lot of things keeping me up at night right now, but I think the most common theme for me has been our shortage of PPE, because that's something that, you know, we really can't control. I can't just go down to the store and buy a whole bunch of PPE right now. And I think that has been the thing that keeps me up the most at night, because not only could that lead to a problem with our patients, but also, you know, I don't want any of our staff to become infected and ill. And so, to be honest with you, that's the thing that keeps me up the most at night, not only worrying about the lives of our patients, but the lives of our employees.
And, of course, it's a massive operation at UAB, but as far as you can tell, how is the staff doing?
You know, I think they're doing well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This has been stressful for the staff. There's a lot of unknowns. You know, while we're all worried about our patients and, you know, continuing to do our jobs and make sure that we do that safely, we still all have families at home. We all, you know, are worried about getting our toilet paper and getting our groceries and all the things that everybody else is worried about as well. So, you know, we've had a lot on our minds, but I have to say, I'm just astonished at how amazing and resilient our staff is. They continue to come to work. They come up with great ideas to help solve some of these problems that we've never faced before, and they've been amazing. So it's a pleasure to work with this group of people.
You mentioned we have made a lot of progress in terms of flattening the curve. Things won't get back to normal overnight. And now that we're approaching this peak, what can we expect realistically to see from there? How quickly will things improve?
That's a great question. So I think after our peak next week, COVID-19 is not going to just go away. We're going to continue to see cases. We're going to probably see what I refer to as micro surges or hotspots of cases that outbreak in different areas. And we're going to have to be ready to respond to that. So kind of what we're thinking from a recovery operational model, if you will, is we're going to take a lot of the components of our incident management team that we've implemented to operate during this crisis time and kind of turn on that and pivot that towards more long-term operations and take the things we've done effectively and utilize those for a more long-term sustained response. So some examples of that are having some electronics facilitated daily operational huddles where we talk about, you know, these are the challenges that we're going to have today, and these are the things that we need to work together quickly to mitigate these problems. And these are, you know, areas where we might have an outbreak of disease that we need to address quickly. So those are the kind of things that we think we'll do long term so that we can get back to a point where we can provide more, essential services and elective services moving forward.
Dr. Nafziger, thank you for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Dr. Sarah Nafziger is an emergency physician and co-director of UAB Hospital's Emergency Management Committee. She spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban.